Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. In the studio with us, we have a good friend of mine, Brittany Morse from the Minnesota Dairy Initiative, joins us once again. And Brittany, you're no stranger to Q92, are you?
Nope, I am not. This is my third time here now, and I just love you guys up here in Madison so much, I just had to come visit again.
Yeah, you can't stay away, right?
Absolutely not. Nope.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I know we talk every once in a while about your job and what you do, so I'm going to give you the floor here. How about that?
That sounds great. Okay. So, like Paul said, my name is Brittany Morse, and I am the Southwest Region Coordinator with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative. And what the Minnesota Dairy Initiative is it's a program available to all dairy producers, regardless of size or production. Those who are open to change and have a sincere desire to stay in the dairy business benefit most from the program, and it's open to any dairy producer in Minnesota.
Okay. Yeah, how many dairy producers are there in Minnesota? Do you have a number in your head there, Brittany?
About 2,300.
Oh, okay. That's more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a lot before that.
Yep,
right?
In the year 2000, there were over 10,000 dairy farms in the state of Minnesota, and now it's drastically decreased to 2,300.
Okay, and the reason for that?
Just a lot of people that are getting out of the business because of low milk prices, or they don't have anybody who wants to take over the farm, or they're just, prices have been tough, so it's been hard to stay profitable in this business.
Yeah, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. 7 days a week.
Yep.
24/7.
Yep, the cows don't take holidays.
My grandfather used to be a dairy farmer, so I know how hard he worked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got coming up? Some things to talk about here.
Yes, so I am very excited that I am hosting my very first Dairy Producer Night Out. And what it is, it's a night that dairy producers can all come together and they can get treated by the Minnesota Dairy Initiative. So we are having our event on Thursday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Brow Brothers Brewery in Marshall. And I have a guest speaker who is coming. His name is Dr. Kevin Hugadorn. He is an Iowa State University graduate and a veterinarian. He brings over 25 years of experience working directly with dairy farms. Bring your cell phones and learn how to use the ZISC app, which is an app he developed, which is a risk management tool for dairy producers. Mm. And he's going to show everyone how to use this app and how to make it work for their farms. Okay. I personally have the app on my phone, and it's really cool. It updates the markets about every 10 minutes. Updates like the milk markets, the corn, soybeans. It also has a tab on it where you get the latest news. It's pretty cool, and it's free for all dairy producers.
Wow. And so that's what you'll be talking about on Thursday.
Yep. And you can, the Minnesota Dairy Initiative is paying for everybody's food and their non-alcoholic drinks. So you can come, bring your families, and just enjoy a nice night out once you get done with chores.
All right. And where's it at again?
Brow Brothers Brewery in Marshall.
Okay. And that's when?
Thursday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m.
All right. This Thursday at 7:30, you want to be at Brow Brothers then.
That is correct. Yep.
So, Brittany, you are the Southwest coordinator for the Minnesota Dairy Initiative?
Yep.
Okay. How long have you been in this job?
I started February of 2020. So I barely was figuring out and learning the ropes, and then everything stopped because of COVID. So this is my very first event that I get to host, and I'm very excited for it.
Brittany, how many regions are there in Minnesota?
There are six. So we have Central, Southeast, South Central, West Central, Northwest, and Southwest.
Okay. What's the purpose of the Minnesota Dairy Initiative?
Our purpose is to help dairy farmers just remain profitable and to keep pushing the envelope when it comes to their businesses. So my role as a coordinator, what I do is I coordinate on-farm team meetings. So those teams can include a veterinarian, a nutritionist, a banker, kind of whomever that the dairy producer works with. And it's really nice to have these team meetings where everybody's together and we're talking about what's been going on the farm to see if there are areas we can improve or different ways or different strategies we can utilize on that farm.
Okay. All right, real good. Brittany, anything else you want to mention?
June is dairy month.
That's
so
right.
Get your three servings of dairy in every day.
And ice cream,
yep. And I also will be hosting a producer peer group later in July, and that's going to be focusing on labor management, and that will be on July 27th in Pipestone at Pizza Ranch at 12:30 p.m.
Okay. Sounds like you're busy.
I'm trying to be. Now that I can actually get out and meet with people and do more fun events like this, I'm definitely going to be trying to do that.
And you do a great job. You're a good, you're a people person. Perfect for the job.
I don't know. I'm not really a morning person. It takes me a little while.
All right. Well, thanks, Brittany, for coming in and filling us in on the Minnesota Dairy Initiative.
Well, thanks for having me today, Paul.
You bet. Brittany Morris, Minnesota Dairy Initiative Coordinator. And don't forget to stop at Brower Brothers in Marshall Thursday at 7:30.